Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. Julie, are you on the radio with me today?
I believe I am. Hopefully you will corroborate that information.
Yes, I can hear you. We were having some technical issues prior to today's show, such as the way. So the topic of today's radio show is a pickup from where we left off a couple shows ago, your daily minimum standards for superstar success. So today is part two, and we're going to do our best to get through the rest of the points. And I shouldn't say it surprised me, it pleased me that so many of you were so appreciative of part one. So the idea here is that your daily success, or what you do every single day, often is, if we're being honest, repetitious. It's boring, but it has to be done. Because after all, guys, your ever-increasing success comes from the mindset that you have to do what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. You should all just write that down. If you write that down and you just accept it, you're going to find that your life gets much, much easier and you find much less resistance where you're maybe you're resisting now. For example, those of you guys who are apprehensive to do anything that has to do with direct sales, 9 times out of 10, it's because you're out of alignment with the fact that doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it is the key to pretty much everything that you want in life. Because when you are doing what you don't want to do, when you don't want to do it, at the highest level, and that is what your daily minimum standards are really all focused around, even when you don't feel like doing it, being a key word, that means you're always building momentum. And that's the problem that a lot of you guys run into, is that you basically will build momentum, have great months, and then all of a sudden you'll start slowing down. Julie, can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of the stopping and starting of your work absolutely reflects the stopping and starting of your income. So if you're comfortable with cash spurts instead of cash flow, well, you can keep operating that way. And for maybe 1 or 2% of you out there listening, that's okay because you're committed to whatever your other job is. Maybe you're semi-retired. Maybe this is just bonus income for you. But for the vast majority of the rest of you, you've got to really embrace the fact that consistent work, consistent effort, boring as that may be sometimes, is the very thing that leads to your consistent income, your cash flow. And if you want to get off of the roller coaster ride of income in real estate, which every one of you practically complains about all the time constantly, well, it goes back to you. You've got to cure that by embracing the accumulation effect. Yes, the accumulation of your daily work in the right areas. You know, there's a lot of things in real estate that look like work, but aren't really, because they're not on our list of dollar productive activity. So that's something for you to really embrace and come to terms with. You know, we used to have a sign in the office that said, repetitious boredom pays off, to remind us of that fact. Is that what you're kind of referring to, Tim?
Of course. So before we get to the rest of the points, a few quick announcements. Number one, tomorrow we have a really fantastic co-host, somebody I'm interviewing, Michael Gordon. Now, here's what is especially interesting about Michael. Michael and his wife, Robin, actually, they're one of the top producing agents in the country, and their commission, I'll wait for him to say it because I don't want to, you know, in essence, talk out of church, but they make in personal income millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars per year. And, you know, they're also one of our first coaching clients. Back in the late 90s, they were one of our first coaching clients, and now they've become one of the top producing agents in the country. So I'm really looking forward to having Michael on the radio tomorrow. And also, we want to thank I had actually two or three people over the last couple of days thank us for harping to them about getting starting to use MojoSells.com. If you're not using MojoSells.com as an integral part of your business every single day, you're really missing, I would call it an automation system, something that makes your life a lot easier. When you use MojoSells, for all your prospecting, for all your calling of centers of influence and past clients, and you know, your for sale by owners, aka unrepresented owners, your expireds, your probates, all these other different sources that we teach you guys to solicit, to go after in an ethical, meaningful way. That's really what our focus is, teaching you guys how to be proactive with your lead generation in an ethical, meaningful way. So Mojo Sells is the perfect companion for you accomplishing mastery of those skills. So make sure that if you're you know, and honestly, every single one of you listening to this radio show are serious about your real estate business, MojoSells.com is absolutely something you need to be employing. And our other title sponsor is 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. So 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com, one of the easiest to use, most effective ways for you to generate lots and lots of buyer leads. But remember, 50% of all the buyer leads you create with 800-HOME-HOTLINE.com in general are going to be also home sellers. So using the scripts, you're going to basically get lots and lots of buyer leads, and then always ask the folks if they're having a home to sell. Use the scripts that we give you as part of the system, 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. I think it's only like $35 a month, no hidden fees, no contracts, no nothing else. And some of you guys have also been asking, I mean, this is nice. This is the very definition of a double-edged sword. We've been getting more and more inquiries for Julie and I to personally coach people. Now, most of you know that we have a rather large coaching organization. I think we have something like 75 people that are working with us now, coaches and otherwise. So we personally very rarely take on new coaching clients, but enough people are asking that we're considering opening up our schedules for probably no more than 5 or 6 personal coaching clients each. If that's something you're interested in, you can go ahead and email us directly, and we'll forward it to the right folks to make sure that you're a good fit for us. But frankly, we're only personally interested in coaching folks that are about as serious as you possibly can be about your real estate business, because we have, at this point, we have, I mean, Julie, you're in direct contact with these guys every day.
Yep.
I think we have the best group of coaches for real estate agents in the industry. I really do. For you to become a coach for us, and you guys know this because a lot of you guys have, you know, explored this with us, you have to be pretty much at the top of your game, or you have the capacity to be at the top of your game. You know, you have to have been a top producer. You have to have been somebody that has a long record of success, and in many cases, someone who's been a personal coaching client of ours for usually 10-plus years. Those are the folks that we attract to us to be coaches. We're very, very, very picky. We're not just going to hire somebody just because. So, I have to say, some of the emails and some of the conversations I've had with our coaches, I'm really impressed with the success that they're helping their clients achieve. So it's not a downgrade to use one of our coaches. And maybe, depending on you, you actually might be better off with one of our coaches than you will be with Julie or myself. I mean, that's the truth.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. But for the handful of you out there who are serious about, you have to be a top producer to be interested in being coached by Julie or myself directly. But you can email me at tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. We'll have someone from our new client admissions team give you a call back, see if you're a good fit. It's going to be a lot more expensive than the normal coaching rate, so just keep that in mind. But if that's something you're interested in pursuing, I think probably between the two of us, we're maybe going to take on 10 clients. So you can go ahead and email us directly at tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. You know, guys, you're the ones that have made this radio show the number one listened to radio show in the real estate industry. You know, we're closing on a million listeners. We have, every day or every month, we have, you know, literally tens of thousands of you that listen. And we don't do that much promotion of the radio show. We obviously partner with Inman News Features, and we do a lot with Inman as far as getting the radio shows published on Inman. But really beyond that, this radio show is successful because you guys have shared the radio show with other agents. You're the ones that have been emailing the show around. You're the ones that play the radio show. A lot of you managers and brokers are using this as your educational tool for your agents. So we have you to thank for our success of this radio show, and I sincerely, you know, honestly, we have massive gratitude for helping all of you help us fulfill our mission of making everyone aware that there probably never will be a better time to be in the real estate industry than now. And if you're not experiencing the success that we talk about, that you hear about on this radio show, if you're not personally living that life right now, you have to say at this point that it is your fault. You need to do something about it. Let us help you. embrace what this market has to offer you. And it all starts with the mindset of being of service to others, and we're going to help you get that mindset, then we're going to help you put into place systems and tools and techniques that have proven to work in every market, work in every price range, and we'll get you the success that a lot of you have been longing for, or maybe you've experienced it haphazardly, and now you want to have consistent, ever-improving success. You can have that. Let us help you. FreeCoachingCallsForAgents.com. FreeCoachingCallsForAgents.com. So, Julie, without any further delay, what point are we on?
Yes, well, let me do a very quick shout-out, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
One little mini one from Coach David Huffman. Now, David just sent me an email a couple of days ago. He says, huge shout-out to part-time agent Peter Bonanno for two closings last week, one new contract written this week, and two listing appointments set. This is from somebody who's working part-time, all while dealing with his mother being in the hospital, working 60 hours at his full-time job. Peter's proven that you can start in this industry while having a full-time job as long as you stick to the basics and follow the systems that we have in place via coaching. And David talks about how proud he is to be Peter's coach. That's the kind of coaching I'm talking about. So nice job to Coach David. And a special great shout-out to Mr. Peter Bonanno, who has all that business going. And I have to add, you know, that's more business than some people who claim to be full-time, right, in real estate. And that's why he's managing his mother in the hospital and his other job. So nice job. Keep up the good work. This is only the beginning. So I just couldn't let that slide.
Well, of course, Julie, you know this, the little secret about in the real estate industry, are as most of the agents that consider themselves full-time are really part-time anyway. So,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
One of the things, but, you know, a lot of, we get criticism for encouraging agents to be part-time in this industry, and I think that's a misclassification. We don't really encourage them to be part-time, but we encourage them to be as physically responsible, and there's certainly a lot of you that are still remembering and licking your wounds from the last recession, and listen to your coach, everyone. Please listen to me. Take seriously what I'm about to tell you. We are probably going to have another recession in the next 12 to 18 months, if not sooner. It's not going to be one that's going to be like the last one, but it's still going to suck. And furthermore, there's going to be a big mess of foreclosures that are coming on the market. We're going to do a radio show about that in the next couple of days. Make sure you listen to that. We're going to tell you all the top 10 cities. There are, just to drill down on that for a second, many, many, many states have been essentially extending and pretending, and those days are coming to an end. So you're going to see a almost, in some cases, shocking increase in inventory coming in many of the major markets that have been experiencing hot sellers markets, and that's going to probably cause panic. So you're going to need to know that it's coming. You're going to need to, you know, essentially queue up your buyers. You're going to need to prepare your sellers mentally.
Too.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, that's right. For those of you guys who maybe need to dust off some of your asset manager relationships, but we're going to do a show about that in the next couple of days. But overall, this is going to be, for the next 7 to 10 years, the best real estate market of our careers. It truly is. And, you know, if you're not, again, going back to my previous point, if you're not experiencing that, you need to own that, and you need to do something about that by asking for help. And, yeah, I get it. Some of you guys have great full-time jobs. And, you know, I know the industry's mantra is, well, quit your full-time job and become a full-time agent. You know, I don't necessarily think that's a good fit for probably 50% of you. If you've got a great job with great benefits that gives you financial security, and if you've got a family that's dependent on that financial security, you don't have the luxury of basically throwing caution to the wind and just, you know, throwing your hat in with real estate and screw your job. That's irresponsible. And, yeah, I get it. The industry doesn't like us saying that. We get criticism for it. The other agents are saying, the problem with the industry is part-time agents. I disagree. I don't think that's true at all. Matter of fact, I'll go as far as to say it's some of the best agents that there have ever been have been part-time agents initially, and they take their time in the industry more seriously because they have less time to waste. So,
exactly.
You know, it's kind of a little bit of an ironic fact that in the country right now, a lot of your top agents are also full-time at companies where they get lots of real estate referrals, where when they're in real estate on the weekends, they can be a little bit more relaxed. They can be a little bit more confident when they're pitching to a seller for a listing appointment. And, you know, that's what the real challenge is going to be for agents who've been resting on their laurels for a long time, because you have so many well-educated, organized, professional folks that are entering into this business because they see it for the opportunity that it is. And I know a lot of you are listeners because I see a lot of you joining one of our coaching programs. So, again, bottom line is, if you're not experiencing tremendous success, like the most success you've ever had including those of you in Southern California, Florida, and Arizona who had great markets back in the bubble. You have to be achieving at higher levels now. And if you're not, please ask for help at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Everything all the winds are at our backs right now. Even when the recession hits, the winds are still going to be at your backs because you're going to be smart enough to have listened to what we're telling you and position yourself to take advantage of those foreclosures and take advantage of the inevitable shift in, you know, essentially people's mindset about the economy. Those things happen. They're natural, they're cyclical. There's a recession every 7 to 10 years, has been forever. We're overdue for one. It's okay. Don't panic. When other agents panic, tell them to listen to the radio show. Tell them to request a free coaching call so we can talk them off the ledge. Realize that those are just the natural ebbs and flows. True business people know how to make money no matter what direction the market's going. So if you're starting to experience, and I know this is already happening, where you're starting to see extended days in the market, if you're personally starting to internalize that and thinking that you can't not just survive but thrive in a shifting market, that is your mindset, and you need to allow us to help you with that. So, Julie, we're going to pick up where we left off a couple shows ago. What's the next topic?
All right, perfect. So point number six is, and again, our topic is, what is it that the superstars do? What are their daily minimum standards? How do they actually operate? If it's not you yet, just act as if and adopt all of these great points. So point number six, superstars, they still use scripts. They use systems consistently, so scripts and systems. Virtually every aspect of their day is designed around accomplishing their goals. Anyone who is successful is so because they do the same thing over and over in a consistent, systematized way. That's all a script really is a systematic, formatted conversation. And I have a quote, and actually it's called Parkinson's Law, "Work expands to fill the time allotted for its completion." So if you're not following a particular system for, say, launching a new listing, well, maybe if you don't have any appointments for the next 2 or 3 days, that's what it's going to be all about. It'll be the only thing that you get done because work expands to fill the time allotted for its completion. And, you know, when I'm talking about this from a coaching perspective, the analogy is when you have a plane to catch, especially if it's for a vacation, don't you somehow miraculously get everything done and you do it, ditch it, or delegate it, you prioritize, and you get it done super efficiently. Well, why isn't every day set up that way? The reason that the flight analogy works is because you've got a limited amount of time to get things done in, so you get your act together faster. So one of the things that makes superstars different is their use of scripts, because that's more efficient, their use of systems and checklists. You know, I think one of the main differences that I see, Tim, and that I hear that coaches talk about talk about their clients on is the whole, you know, buyer agents or transaction coordinators, where a lot of agents think if you just hire somebody, they'll know what to do versus giving them a system and a checklist and having done it yourself at a high level and have some coaching on it. Superstars know the difference. So if you are still winging it, that, which is my next point, actually, I just gave myself a nice segue to point number seven. Superstars never wing it. They know that a smart man learns from his mistakes and a brilliant man learns from the mistakes of others. So follow the path in front of you. Never stop and never slow down. You don't want to wing it. Agents who wing it are the very same agents who have cash spurts, not cash flow. Winging it is the definition of inconsistency. I see it, coaches see it, where you only pre-qualify, for example, in certain situations, not in every situation. You create all these elaborate, weird rules when you're winging it, like you only send a pre-listing package out when you don't know the person, and all kinds of other just overcomplicated things instead of systematizing that. Does that make sense, Tim? I mean, you hear about all
Absolutely.
This stuff, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
so stop winging it. Winging it is not profitable. Point number eight, superstars devote 10% of their income and at least 10% of their time to education, even when they are producing the income required to meet their goals. They are constantly still improving their skills. So, Tim, to your point, if you're an agent that's, you know, riding the wave, your market's been pretty hot, you've had pretty low days on the market, low inventory, and you're doing great, well, you know, don't ride on your laurels. The superstars are watching what's happening with longer days on the market. Is there a recession coming? How am I going to deal with it? What educational updates do I need to do? What is my coach tuned in? Are they actually selling themselves in the market and know what the heck's going on? So superstars devote at least 10% of their income and 10% of their time to continuing their education. It's not just for the newbie agents, guys. Superstars keep it going all the time. That's why you tend to see the same listeners. You know, you run into the same people. Go ahead, Tim.
So two thoughts. Number one, you're 100% correct that basically what you're experiencing today comes from what you did yesterday, last month, 6 months ago. What you guys, again, the work problem that a lot of agents suffer from of working only when they're broke does create the massive upswings and downswings in the cash flow. So if you were to actually work every single day, you know, going back to what we originally said and we say on every single radio show, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. So if you were to hold yourself accountable or allow a coach to hold you accountable to doing just that every single day, what you're going to find is those ebbs and the flows go away. The second thing I heard Julie said, which is really interesting, is that we are experiencing personally a huge influx of agents who have been with other coaching companies, who have been with other coaches in some cases for years, and they're realizing that basically their coaching calls have essentially become repetitious, and they're wondering why, and they're not feeling like they're going forward in their businesses, and the simple answer is because that coach has nothing more to teach you. They're done. They've already basically said what they have to say, because oftentimes they themselves have either never sold real estate before — did you qualify that coach before you actually hired them — and or they have never sold real estate in a changing market, or they've never sold real estate in a market similar to yours. That's one of the main reasons why, guys, we allow you, when you're a coaching client of ours, to switch coaches, because we have coaches that have all kinds of differing experiences. If you see your, you know, market shifting away from a distressed market, as a lot of you are finally experiencing in the country, you know what, and you want to decide to go up market, if you want to decide to increase your sale price, we have coaches that have personally done that. So the bottom line is that you guys need to be introspective, and you need to ask yourself, you know, am I happy in the direction that I'm going right now? Am I getting out of my real estate business everything that I can? Have I started to settle? Have I started to compromise? Have I started to say, good enough? Have I started to basically allow myself to become a parody of the person I hoped that I would be? You know, if that's true with you, and it's true probably at some level, own that. Take responsibility for that. Don't look for some external thing to blame it on. Say, you know what, it's my fault that I've allowed myself to kind of level off in my ascension, and now I'm going to do something proactive about it and start with a free coaching call. So, Julie, what's your next point?
Perfect. So the next point is that superstars control their mind, their body, their schedule, and their wallet. For example, controlling your mind. Well, what does that mean? A media-free morning? A brain dump. Well, that sounds kind of gross, right? So a brain dump, well, that's exactly what it is. You're dumping all that junk in your brain onto one page. You're not being over-analytical about it. You're just jotting down point after point what's going on in my head. Maybe this thing isn't related to that thing, but you're clearing it out, and then you're looking at the page, and you're putting a star next to things that actually matter. You're crossing out things that don't matter. This is the do it, digit, or delegate it mantra. And then you end up with what you're actually going to execute on. That's an example of controlling your mind and not just winging it. Controlling your body. It's not unusual, and we probably should do a show on this, Tim. It's not unusual that superstars, and what's a superstar here? It's somebody who's meeting or exceeding their goals, which means they actually have goals that they're working on. Well, most of the top producers, curiously, are also in very good physical shape nutritionally. They're fit. Why? Because the things are related. They control their mind, their body,
Julie,
their schedule, and their wallet. Yes.
Let's just very briefly drill down on that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, Julie just said something important. I hope all of you guys heard what we said. Top producer, by our definition, is someone who's meeting or exceeding their goals. Then she said, generally speaking, top producers are all in a good physical shape. I'm sure that just intellectually makes sense to everybody. But I'm going to go further with that. It's not just someone who sells a lot of houses. If they're not meeting or exceeding their personal financial goals, are they really being successful? So they might be successful at selling houses, but if they're not successful at actually making a net profit of 30 to 40%, if they're not successful then at reinvesting that money to the goal of having some day where their money works for them and they no longer have to work for their money, which is our definition of rich, if they're not actually running a business with the idea that profitability is the ultimate goal, then guess what? Is that really successful, or all they doing is just working for the plaques, the awards, the recognition, and the other agents, you know, who basically carry them around on, you know, a throne. The reality of it is if you're not building a business that's designed around profit, you might be getting lots of adulation and love from the industry, but, you know, 5 years from now, will it really matter? Will all those plaques matter? Will all those trophies matter? Will all those panels that you spoke on matter? No. You have to be building your business around making a profit that's significant enough that you can take that money and reinvest it in things that will make you passive income. That should be the goal. That is the goal of every business person. The irony of it with real estate people is they don't make enough net profit from the business to then reinvest. A lot of agents are able to successfully build teams and sell a lot of houses, but they don't actually make a lot of net income. Guys, that's not normal. That's not okay. I realize nobody's telling you that, but I'm telling you that now. Don't struggle with it. You already know intuitively what I'm saying is true. You might have an army of buyer agents. You might have an army of just staff and tons of listings. And, you know, everyone thinks you're Elvis. But the reality of it is if you're not socking away significant amounts of money every year that you in turn then can go and reinvest in things that will produce income for you, by definition, you're working against yourself. All you're doing is robbing Peter to pay Paul, okay? All you're really doing is passing money through. Maybe the idea isn't to do more and more and more. Maybe the idea isn't to have the biggest team. Maybe the idea isn't to add tons of buyer agents. Maybe the focus should be for you for the next 12 months how to actually pay off all your debt and save X hundreds of thousands or maybe in some cases millions of dollars. So if you were to shift, if you were to say, okay, normally I say I'm going to increase my business by 20%, I'm going to, you know, add 3 buyer's agents, I'm going to, you know, I realize a lot of you guys have that as your focus. What I'm here to tell you, and I realize Julie and I and our coaches are the lone voice in this industry that are telling you this, is those things are important, but they're not the most important. The most important is you have to focus on profit. So you're saying to yourself, some of you guys, because you've been frankly misinformed, you're saying, well, Tim, if I have the team, if I have the this, that, and the other, if I have this big, you know, level 7 or whatever it is, you know, business, that somehow the profit will come. No, it doesn't. That's not true. Listen to the past radio shows where we're doing the interviews for people that have sold, that are selling hundreds of houses and have these big teams. They're generally speaking, before taxes, making less than 20%, like 17, 18%. Some of them, granted very few of them, will admit it because most of them don't want to admit that they're making that little net. Again, you're going to be right now, some of you are going to be absolutely positively not liking what we're saying, but it's the truth. It's not, honestly, guys, it's not really your fault because no one's telling you this. And I'm not thinking that, I think they're not telling you this because they themselves don't know. So if you shift your mindset, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, have one dominant goal in your mind, right? You guys have read the book. If not, when you request a free coaching call, we'll give you a free copy of it at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. When you shift your mindset to, like, say, for example, how can you produce, not from your real estate practice, but from things that have nothing to do with a transaction, a minimum amount of money per month, and let's say that minimum amount of money is enough to cover all your personal bills to make it so you and your family never have to worry about money again, plus, let's say, 50%, so you can have a really good quality of life. Some of you, it's going to be $15,000 a month. Some of you, it's going to be $5,000 a month. Some of you, it's going to be $100,000 a month. I get it. How can you go and create that income? And that income cannot be tied to a real estate transaction. So for those of you who are saying, well, my real estate team produces passive income, nah, you have to do it not tied to a real estate transaction. Have that be your goal. Have that be your question. Have that be your focus. And then what happens is you start looking at your business through a different set of lenses. And those lenses, by the way, are the lenses that help you to make good, smart, profitable decisions. I'm listening to a great book right now. You guys asked for book suggestions and coaching clients. We have our book list on the website, Real Estate Coaching Essentials. The book is Titan. It's about John D. Rockefeller. And one of the things that's really interesting to me is they're taking his whole working career back all the way, you know, till he was like 18. And the thing that is consistent with every single one of the experiences that he's had so far, running across other businesses, running across partners and all these other industries that he enters into, is he thinks about profit first. They think about other stuff. They think about, like, want the, you know, get as much money out of the company as fast as possible, And, you know, don't do that. Basically, bad business people is the bottom line. Whereas he was always focused on making a profit, not having debt, then being able to reinvest that profit to produce passive income. Who's John D. Rockefeller? He was the richest man in history. Maybe there was Genghis Khan was richer. But other than that, it's believed that John D. Rockefeller was the richest man that there ever was. You guys should listen to that book or read that book. It's called Titan. So, Julie, what's your next point?
Next point is number 10, superstars start with the end in mind. What does that mean? They actually think about all of these aspects that we've been referring to. They think about how they're starting their day. That's starting with the end in mind. They think about what they have to earn this month to meet or exceed their goals, both personally, keeping the lights on, and the things that they set forth with their coach in the five areas of life. They start with the end in mind. And, you know, I remember the first time I heard that, Tim, I was like, what does that mean? Okay. It means actually creating the life of your dreams by thinking about it, painting a picture, and then putting in place the steps necessary to get there. So they start it with the end in mind, but they don't just think about what that is. They put one foot in front of the other. You know that quote that says, when you pray, move your feet. That's what we're talking about. But they're going a specific direction. And then point number 11, and we'll wrap up the show, is that superstars always ask for help when they need it. They're willing to ask for help from colleagues, from their coach, to get the material available to help them. If you're not using a pre-listing package, a proven listing presentation, a proven buyer presentation, I don't know what you're thinking, quite frankly. Why not go to the source of the proven material? So superstars are different because they haven't, and maybe they have a little ego that they've earned it because they have been coachable, but they're not like some of these guys that get to a certain level and then they figure they know it all. Those are the uncoachable types. And at the top of the call, Tim, you were talking about you and I taking some limited coaching clients, and you said, you know, it's not going to be for everyone. I think if we just say some restrictions apply, which means don't come to the call saying you already know it all and, quote, coach me, because you're not coachable if that's your attitude, right? So that's the difference between superstars. They get it. Like your interview tomorrow with Robin and Michael. Yeah, they're coachable.
Yeah. Well, Julie, a vast majority of the people listening know us, and I actually feel like they're friends with us. We've known them for some of these guys. We've known them for more than 10 years. Some of these guys we've known for a couple decades. So we feel you guys. If we were to run into you guys, and we will, if we run into you guys at events, and you know, there is no like distance that there typically is when you meet somebody for the first time. If you guys have been listening to us on the radio, and some of you guys have been listening to us for years, you guys can go back and listen to realestatecoachingradio.com. We have literally hundreds of past shows, realestatecoachingradio.com. You know us. If you've been listening to the radio, you know us. We are as we present ourselves to be. And fortunately, we've gotten to the point in our careers doing this where we can be very picky on who we personally coach. So don't be insulted if you're not a good fit for us yet. You might be a good fit for Julie or myself personally down the road. But if you do, and I know there's, you know, probably more than, frankly, we are interested in coaching personally, but if you are interested, email Julie, and I won't announce this again. This will not be another radio show because I don't want to inundate us. But Julie at timandjulieharris.com or Tim at timandjulieharris.com. And please understand that maybe you start out with one of our other coaches. And because the way our organization works, that you can transfer maybe sometime in the near future when you got your business spun up where it makes sense, then you can transfer to Julie or myself. We're only going to be taking on a handful of clients, and this is just in response to the, it seems like a surge of interest and questions that we've had in the past couple of weeks about, you know, going to our sales staff about Julie and I being your personal coach. We're open to it, but we're going to be highly selective. And in some cases, I would say 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to start with one of our other coaches, and then when the other coach thinks you're a good fit for us, then you'll transfer to us. Why are we doing it that way? I'll be honest with you, because if you're not operating at a high level consistently, then you're not going to be we're not going to be the best coach for you. We just aren't, because we're used to coaching people that are at the top of their games, coaches or clients that are, you know, we have coaches, I said, well, it is true. We have coaches and we have clients that have their own jets, have, you know, houses in many places in the world. And, you know, we are blessed to have attracted to us some of the most successful and profitable real estate practitioners in the United States as personal clients. So when you're ready to become part of that group, and it is a small elite group, we're ready for you. But just understand that we are going to be and have to be highly selective. We're going to be probably starting an elite mastermind. Julie and I are. We're still working on the details of that. now, which is probably going to be limited to 20 or 30 people. Again, this, if this is something you think you might be a good fit for, feel free to email Julie or I directly. You won't talk directly with Julie or I. When you email, you'll talk with probably Sarah, or you'll talk with somebody else, and then you'll talk with us most likely if they think you're a good fit for us. But other than that, our coaches are phenomenal. We get 9 times out of 10, it's nothing but just absolute positive feedback on the job that they're doing. And remember, the coaches are being directly coached by Julie and myself. So in essence, you're hearing from them what we would be saying to you in any way. So if there's anything we can do for you, always request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Guys, listen, if you ever need any help, obviously ask for help. Remember, your job, your mission in life is to be of service to other people. Your mission in life is to help other people solve a problem. And in this case, it's a real estate transaction. When you do that at a high enough level, when you do that with consistently at a high enough level, you won't have to worry about money ever again, because your mindset has shifted to essentially being of service to others. And that mindset is the mindset that results in an attraction like you've never experienced before in your lives. Julie and I have experienced this personally, and we hope you will sooner than later as well. Have a fantastic day, and we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.